Cade Mielefalcha, and welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, enjoying 8 years of good food, good drink, and good company with Celtic music and news from the Celt father, Mark Gunn.
Hey man, Donald, where's your trousers? Hey man, Donald, where's your trousers? Well, I just down from the Isle of Skye. I'm not very big, but I'm up for shy. The lassie shouts, I walk by. Donald, where's your trousers? Window pane, window low. Through the streets in my kilt I go. All the lassies cry, hello, saying, Donald, where's your trousers? I went to a fancy ball. It was slippery in the hall. I was afeard that I might fall, cause I ain't had on trousers. Window pane, window low. Through the streets in my kilt I go. All the lassies cry, hello, saying, Donald, where's your trousers? I went down to London town to have a little fun in the underground. The ladies turn their heads around, say, Donald, where's your trousers? The window pane, the wind blow low. Through the sheets and the kilt I go. All the lassies cry, hello, saying, Donald, where's your trousers? Ah, the lassies love me, everyone, but they must catch me if they can. They get up with the bricks and the Highlandman, saying, Donald, where's your trousers? Window high and the wind blow low, through the streets in the kilt I go. All the lassies cry, hello, saying, Donald, where's your trousers? Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken Scotsman? What do you do with a drunken Scotsman? What do you do with a drunken Scotsman, early in the morning? Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. Take away his claymore till he's sober, take away his claymore till he's sober, take away his claymore till he's sober, early in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. Give him some dog food and call it haggis, give him some dog food and call it haggis, give him some dog food and call it haggis, early in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. Give him some whiskey and watch him pass out, give him some whiskey and watch him pass out, give him some whiskey, watch him pass out, early in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. Find two lasses to lift his kilt up, find two lasses to lift his kilt up, find two lasses to lift his kilt up, early in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. Ask them if he's robbing noggin, ask them if he's robbing noggin, ask them if he's robbing noggin, early in the morning. Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. Well, I just down from the Isle of Skye, I'm nobody big, but I'm awful shy. The lassie shouts as I walk by, Donald, where's your trousers? Window high in the window low, through the streets in the kilt I go. All the lassies cry, hello, saying, Donald, where's your trousers? Way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, way-ho, up she rises, early in the morning. The window high in the window low, low, through the streets in the kilt I go. All the lassies cry, hello, saying, Donald, where's your trousers?
Greetings, Gunrunners. This is Mark Gunn, the Celt father, and I am back with a lot of great news. First off, though, that was the Brobdingnagian Bards with Donald, Where's Your Drunken Scotsman from my band's old album, Real Men Wear Kilts. Exciting news. I'm super, really thrilled, excited to announce this. So 5 days ago, I launched the Kickstarter project for Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. It's an album I've been working on for a long time. I was hoping to raise $3,700 to pay for the album and for the musicians, for the production, etc., etc. And boom, the album is paid for as of today. I'm really like about an hour ago, and I was just waiting for my daughter to go to sleep so I could tell everyone on the podcast world. I didn't even get a chance to announce it here. That said, there are 28 days to go that you can still make a sponsorship. And I'm really kind of hoping that if I can raise enough money, I have these stretch goals. And stretch goals mean that if I reach higher amounts of money, then more things will happen. In particular, one of the reasons when I originally released this idea, I wanted to release two CDs. Instead of having to do two fundraisers, I just wanted to release two albums. So if I can raise another $1,500, actually, I think it's $1,400, Sorry, I'm just giddy as can be. If I can raise another $1,400 or so, then I will be able to release a second album, which is going to feature a lot of songs that I was telling everyone I was going to have released this year. Things like Doctor of Gallifrey and Come Take a Trip in My Airship. I'm going to do some studio recordings of some of the Firefly songs. There's just really a whole bunch of stuff that I want to put together for this album, and I really hope you will help me make it happen. You can do that by heading over to the website, pubsong.com, and actually, if you just go to markgun.com/Kickstarter, it'll take you to my latest Kickstarter campaign. So thank you so much to everyone who helped me pay for this album, and it's coming. That's all there is to it. I'm going to talk to Daniel and Nathan, who both are helping me record music for this album. And I'm going to say, we got work to do. We got to finish this album. Most of the songs are complete. There are a few songs I need to record first. I'm just waiting on those two to finish up their little parts as well. So, yay! Thank you very much. Let's play some music. The show is all about music, Scottish songs, and whatnot. Some great stuff. You know, the album's called Scottish Songs of Drinking Rebellion. I don't know if all the songs are... No, they're not. But the next song is Prince of Darkness by Ed Millett from his album Lowlander. And enjoy it.
I was born in the village of Kakenzie, and my father was an elder of the kirk. And on the day I turned 13, he looked me in the eye and told me it was time I was in work. For employment was the way to beat the devil, and I must challenge him wherever he was found. But if I wanted decent pay, there were five different ways: north, south, east, west or down. I used to battle with the Prince of Darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them, I sure. But they never had to teach me how to dream. Oh, the first time I went in that I was shaken. I was just a laddie frightened of the dark. But with a cutter in my hands, I soon became a man. I was surely never frightened of the work. I learned to listen for the creaking of the timbers, to watch the air in the candle flame. And on every sweated turn, I knew how many risks were run, and the danger was a miner's middle name. I used to battle with the Prince of Darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them, I sure. But they never had to teach me how to dream. I went in at Newton Grange and Kirkcaldy, sweating blood for 7 bob a week. And in the shuttle and the cage, I learned the spirit of the age from men who never turned the other cheek. And when my father asked if I was still for Jesus, was he my help and my saviour in the mine? I said I'd bow my head in prayer if I turned and found him there at my shoulder on a Union picket line. I used to battle with the Prince of Darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them, I sure. But they never had to teach me how to dream. Now I work in the mining museum, show the tourists what my job used to be. And when they ask about my clan, I tell them I'm a working man, and the union is clan enough for me. It gave me brothers for the Red and to the Rhondda, comrades for the Rockies to the Rand. For there's nae colour, creed or race, when you're sweating at the face, with a pick or a shovel in your hand. I used to battle with the Prince of Darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them, aye, sure. But they never had to teach me how to dream. And now we've a government in London, and the new Labour Party's won the day. And they come back to find their roots in their sharp Italian suits. And when the cameras are gone, so are they. And they whisper that socialism's dying. You can't sell it at the supermarket till. But while there's 50 left like me, we'll make bloody sure they see that ideas are the hardest things to kill. I used to battle with the Prince of Darkness. I used to steal away his heart through a four-foot seam. And when they asked if I was poor, I'd tell them, I sure. But they never had to teach me how to dream.
So I am currently at the Georgia Renaissance Festival, and I had the first weekend was fantastic. It's one of the best weekends I've had at a Renaissance Festival in a long time, I must say. So, I mean, I enjoy all my time at festivals, but this just clicked. I love the people, the atmosphere. I have a great stage. It's the best stage I've had ever at a Renaissance Festival. It's been just totally awesome. So if you're at the Georgia Renaissance Festival, come on out. For me, it's just really comfortable. I do some pub songs. I have one stage that I'm trying to turn into more of a ballady stage, the Oasis. That's, I think, at 3 o'clock or something like that. But thus far, I haven't been able to pull it off. I think Saturday, a bunch of kids showed up, and I thought, oh my gosh, I should be playing some songs for kids. And then Sunday, the drunks showed up after the joust, and I was, oh my god, they're not going to listen to, won't sit still. They have to hear Whiskey in the Jar. So whatever the case, I had a great time playing at both those stages. Got to play a lot of good songs. And yeah, I'm enjoying jamming with the musicians, and I'm looking forward to several more weeks. I think it's 7 more weeks to go of doing the same thing. So I'm really excited about it. One of the interesting things that happened, though, so if you listen to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, I've talked about there is a split with the Rogues. The Rogues, the classic, the original Rogues, Randy Watke was the creator of the Rogues many, many long years ago, and he's been running this band for years. There was, several years back, he added a person, Nelson, I don't know his last name, but Nelson came aboard, and he started taking the Rogues away from what I loved. He turned into a Celtic rock group, which, you know, there's lots of Celtic rock groups with bagpipes and such. So to me, it was nothing special. What's thrilling about the Rogues is it was bagpipes and drums, bagpipes and drums. It wasn't anything, it wasn't generic Celtic rock. And then just last year, the Rogues split. There was a whole bunch of division. This is all stupid stuff. But what ultimately happened was there was a little contest, a battle or whatever between Randy and Nelson. And no matter what you like, personally, I've always been a fan of the bagpipes and drums. It's why I actually really fell in love with the bagpipes. It's what Randy was doing. The Rogues were the quintessential band for this sort of music. So when they split, they were both using the same band name, but this just changed apparently this year, or at the Georgia Renaissance Festival, Nelson announced the group as the American Rogues. And if you check their website, they're now listed as the American Rogues. So there are two different Rogues bands, and Randy's the best. Okay, that's personal opinion, but you like whatever you want. Nevertheless, I'm really happy that they've split things up, and I'm looking forward to supporting both these groups through the podcast. Obviously, I have a bias, but, you know, I will support whatever bands, because all I wanted was to hear something different. And that's a good name. American Rogues, I gotta say. They chose well, so. Now, this is not the American Rogues. This is Jimmy McRae and Sam Oku with Jigs and Hornpipes. It's from their album Scottish Pipes and African Drums. a lot of great things have happened recently. In fact, I was kind of in this weird, unable to know, until I finally released this Kickstarter, I didn't know what I was doing, where I was going. I made a lot of big decisions. One of my big plans was to try to turn the Irish and Celtic Music podcast into this, something more than it is. And what it is, the podcast is, it's designed to help and promote bands. And I kind of lost sight of that, I think, at the beginning of this year. So finally, I've decided to take a step back. I'm not actively seeking sponsorship. I do have a Libsyn where I host my podcast. I'm allowing them to sell advertising through the podcast if the opportunity comes. And I like the options that come as well. I'm a bit picky about what I'm going to put in my show. But I've taken a step back. I'm going to focus on helping the bands and, of course, providing you, the listener, of a lot of great music. That's all. It's what it's all about. And so I'm really happy I came to this decision, which means I'm also going to get back into working on putting on some great shows and whatnot throughout the year. I'm still trying to limit how much time I am away from home. So I've been really happy to see that there are a couple venues. Mostly it's the Birmingham Farmers Market is Pepper Place Farmers Market. They have me once a month performing at their little market. And they're starting another market on Tuesday, so I might actually have some more shows coming here in Birmingham, which makes me very happy. You know, regular income in town is awesome. So, but that said, I do have a lot of shows coming up in the months to come. I am going to be at the Gen Con and Dragon Con with the Dragon Con is going to be a Brobdingnagian and Bards reunion. I'm still working on the fall schedule. Thus far, I have nothing planned, but I will get some more stuff on the calendar very soon. I also raised money for a new webcam when I was working with my computer. If you ever watched any of my old videos, they really just looked horrible. There's lag and whatnot. I was able to get the good sound quality, but overall, I was having trouble with it. So I finally decided to get a webcam, and I asked people to support me, and I was very blessed to have a whole bunch of people send some money to help or pay for this webcam. And now I'm looking at doing some shows online as well. I'm going to try out, once again, I'm going to try out a pay what you want method to actually see the show as part of a Google Hangout. I'm going to give this a shot, see how it works. Idea I've been brainstorming, but details will be coming soon. In June, I'm also going to be doing the Celtic Invasion of the Highlands of Scotland. I'm really excited about this. I've had the worst time staying in touch with everyone about it, but it's coming. All the plans are finalized, and we have a great trip planned for everyone who's coming to Scotland with me. I am still looking at what we're going to do next year. I should put together a poll, because I'm debating whether I'm going to take another trip to Ireland or what I really want to do, which is Venice, Italy. Venice and the Veneto. This is Veneto and Venice. That's my home turf. My mom has lived in Vicenza since 1985, and I have family now in Padova. So I'm really excited about this an opportunity. And the idea of waking up in Venice just is wonderful. But I don't know, you know, admittedly, you know, these are Celtic invasions. And while there is a bit of Celtic culture in the Veneto, you know, the Celts passed through there. They were some of those marauding barbarians that you hear so much talk about. But whether you would want to actually see that, I don't know. So maybe I'll put together a poll about that in the weeks to come. We'll see. Check the website, markgunn.com. It's MERCGUNN. Let's play some more music before we finish this up. Next up is Lizzie Lindsay by Colleen Rainey from Lark. This is a good, great old Scottish song. I heard her sing Robert MacDonald. One of the things that always tickled me pink was the original lyrics are Ronald MacDonald. So I have this clown image always in my head when I think of this song, but it's still just such a pretty song. I thought I'd share it with you. Thank you.
Mackenzie, me wife and me darling to be. Well, I gained the highlands of you, sir. Such a thing it never could be. For I don't know the land that you come from, nor know me the name you go with.
When you gained to the highlands as you lived, when you gained to the highlands with me, when you gained to the highlands as you lived, me wife and me darling to be. When lassie, me thinks you care little, and I think that you dinna hear me. For me name is Sir Robert MacDonald, a chieftain of high degree.
Me apart, for instead of a man with great power, I need one who has a great heart.
He has gilded her coat of white satin, with a petticoat up to her knees.
She
has gone with Sir Robert MacDonald, his wife and his darling to be.
Well, you came to the highlands, Lizzie Lindsay. Well, you came to the highlands with me. Well, you came to the highlands, Lizzie Lindsay. Me wife and me darling to be. Well, you came to the highlands, Lizzie Lindsay.
Where you came to the highlands with me. Where you came to the highlands, Lizzie Lindsay. Me wife and me darling to be.
Me wife and me darling to be.
Well, I want to thank everyone who has helped make this Scottish CD happen. It's going to come. My hope is to have it out to people who pre-order it sometime this summer. So I will keep you informed on how that's going. And if I can get the other album finished, then I will have it hopefully shortly thereafter too. So stay tuned. There's going to be some excitement coming. And if you want to go sponsor the album and get both albums, just $40, you can own both albums. It's a great way to show your support for this new album. Now, I'm going to finish up the show with a song by Emerald Rose. This is Donald McGillivray from That Night in the Garden. And last year at the Icon Science Fiction Convention in up in New York, it was Friday night. My show had just finished. It was a huge success. People yelling, screaming, having a great time, laughing. And someone came up to me, and I forget who it was now, because I was just blown away by the idea. She said, "Okay, you know this song, Donald McGillivray, but you know Emerald Rose performs it, right? Yeah, I know that song. Okay, three words: Doctor of Gallifrey." And boom, I was like, oh my God, that's brilliant. Yes, Doctor Who. I decided to put something together, but I didn't know enough about Doctor Who lore to actually write the lyrics. So I got my friend Devo Spice. He's a brilliant lyricist. He does comedy rap. He's awesome. Comedy hip hop. And he's just awesome. Go check him out at devospice.com. At the end of the summer, he wrote the lyrics, and I got this great song now in my repertoire, and it's going to come up on the album that you could get if I get both CDs sponsored. I will release that on a CD this summer. So here is Donna McGillivray, and I hope you enjoy it, and I will talk to you soon. Slashy.
Okay, y'all ready? This one's for the money, all right?
Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this show, become a patron of the arts. Follow the link at pubsong.com. While you're there, find out more about the artists in today's show. As always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, see their shows, and tell them to visit us at pubsong.com.